Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yasser Naqvi yesterday, public safety minister, was talking about putting forward legislation creating safe zones around abortion clinics, which would protect the clients as well as the staff who work there, and this would extend to their homes, and which I understand, you know, you don't want to be harassed at home. But that being said, let's find out how this might all play out, and the reason for it being brought forth right now as a piece of proposed legislation. Sarah Hobbs-Blythe is the exec director for Planned Parenthood Toronto, and she's on the line here on the Oakley Show. Sarah, good to have you aboard. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, and you?
Good, thank you.
Good. You've got to be happy with this development, I'm sure.
Yes, we're very excited and thrilled with the legislation. We were part of one of the community consultations that the Attorney General's office did to draft this legislation, and we feel that they really listened and heard and incorporated a lot of the concerns that we had about why we needed this legislation, and it's a really strong step forward, so we're really pleased.
Okay, you said why this legislation was needed, so I'm assuming there have been problems.
Yeah, there's been a rise in anti-choice demonstrations over the last few years, especially in my experience at Planned Parenthood Toronto. And so I think that it all sort of came to a head in Ottawa at the Morgenthaler Clinic when the Attorney General heard about a woman who was spat on and harassed entering the Morgenthaler Clinic. And so when he heard that, he decided that he needed to take action to ensure that people are able to access safe, legal medical procedures without fear of harassment, intimidation, name-calling, unwanted counsel, or feelings of discomfort. So this legislation does that. It protects people's ability to go and get the health care that they need in a way that is safe for them.
Yeah, apart from that incident you cited up at the Morgenthaler Clinic in Ottawa, how many charges of harassment, intimidation have been laid in the last year? Any idea, formal complaints?
I don't know. I don't have access to the information. I can tell you what our experience has been at Planned Parenthood Toronto in the last couple of years. We've had a rise in anti-choice activity, including demonstrations and lots of other things. You know, people have been posting things on our building, and people have threatened us to the point where they have said that we deserve to be hanged. So quite honestly, with this rise in anti-choice rhetoric and hatred, we don't know how it could escalate, which is scary. So I think that this legislation really protects the clients who need to access the services, as well as the people who are providing the services.
All right. So this is something akin to a restraining order, if you will. 50 to 150 meters around the abortion clinics is a no-go zone. But, you know, just to get back to it, then why wouldn't you file like formal complaints at the time for harassment or incitement or anything like that? I mean, the laws already cover that, don't they?
I mean, I'm not an expert in the law. I think that for us, we don't know. I think if you want to charge somebody with harassment, you need to know the individual. You have to have name. You have to have information about the individual. And that's not how protests work. I think it would be very hard for me to go out and ask a protester, so could I get your name so that I can call the police and file a harassment charge? So I think that this is what it is doing, is it preemptively protects people who are accessing services that are safe and legal in Canada. And so that allows us to ensure that these ordinances are there, and it helps people get the services that they need without having to,
It doesn't infringe then, do you feel, it doesn't infringe on rights of expression from the opposite side, or freedom of expression, those kinds of things?
I think this legislation does an excellent job at reaching a constitutional balance between free speech mm-hmm. and the right to health care. So people can still protest outside of the zone, and that's for both sides. So people who are doing anti-choice protests or pro-choice can't protest within the zone, but outside they can. And then that means that people can get the health care that they need without fear and intimidation and all the things that I've already mentioned. education, which I think everybody has a right to. Healthcare is a fundamental right, and so that is one way that we can protect that right.
I just want to be sure that there are no limitations imposed unnecessarily on free expression or speech. Like, what about pro-life groups on campuses? Is that the right balance? Should they be allowed?
I don't know much about campuses. I'm in the healthcare sector and in the healthcare setting. So for me,
Well, it's all part and parcel of the overall debate, isn't it?
Well, I don't think that they're doing legislation for campuses. I think that legislation is for where abortion services are provided or dispensed. So that's where it is applicable. And that's where people are accessing those services, and that's where people are being protected.
Anybody who violates these safe zones facing fines up to $5,000, 6 months in jail, that's on first offense. Second or subsequent offenses, the fines range from $1,000 to $10,000 and up to a year in jail. What about habitual protesters like 70-year-old Linda Gibbons? I'm sure you've heard of her and familiar with her story. She's been in jail countless times. What do we do in a case like that?
I'm actually not familiar with that story or that person or her case, but I think that the law is clear, like any other clear, and any other law, and this legislation will be in place, and if people break the legislation, they break the legislation, and then it's up to the courts to decide.
So when will it be law, do you know?
I don't know when it'll be law. I know that it's had its first reading. I think it needs to go through the two more readings, and then hopefully that will happen within a timely manner.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for it.
Okay. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
There you go. Sarah Hobbs-Blythe, Exec Director for Planned Parenthood Toronto.